我哋都好开心，你今日可以同我哋一齐崇拜。过去一个星期咧，就喺金融海啸咧就继续下跌啦。You know, last week the economic tsunami is continuing to have an effect, and everything's going down. 咁可能好多人都因为咁样面对好多嘅挑战。And maybe a lot of people are facing a lot of challenges because of this. 咁但系我哋今日咧，就喺圣经里边要睇到人生其实好多嘅挑战。But we're going to look today in the Bible and see that life is filled with a lot of challenges. 我哋可能好似一风起一风走。It's like you know one trial after another. One comes and another one goes and.似乎是不会停的。It seems like it never ends. 其实是真的不会停的。And the fact of life is that it doesn't end. 我们是唯有去到天上的时候可以脱离这些风波。It's only when we get to heaven that we can escape all these challenges and all these things that happen. 所以我们在今天在经文里面我们要学习怎样依靠耶稣面对人生的挑战。And so today we're going to learn from the Bible how to trust in Jesus to face these challenges. 我们今天看是向前行的信心。So we're going to look this morning at going forth, faith to go forward. 看我们民数记十三章。And we're going to look in Numbers chapter 13 and some of 14.我在这里看到一个的经历，可以看到人是不是被他环境影响，因为我们去影响我们的环境。 And here in these chapters we're going to see that we are either influenced by our environment or we influence our environment. 有信心去向前行呢，就需要依靠耶稣。 And faith that goes forward is faith that trusts in Jesus. 我们要依靠神的应许 and faith that holds on to God's promises. 所以我们在十三章呢，我们先看第一节至到第三节。 And so I'll read in Numbers 13 verse 1 to 3 in Chinese, and those that read in English can just follow along. 耶和华晓谕摩西说，你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派中要打发一个人，都要作首领的。摩西就照耶和华的吩咐，从巴兰到旷野，巴兰的旷野打发他们去，他们都是以色列人的族长。一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。神啊，我哋多谢你，今日我哋有呢个机会一起听你嘅话语。我们求主你的灵在我们当中，求你的灵是向我们讲说话，愿我们今天呢在神你的爱里面呢，去再一次听到你的声音，再一次得到信心，去继续跟从耶稣你。我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 这里见到一个情况，就是以色列人已经是经过旷野是两年多，在西乃山出了埃及，过了红海去西乃山，跟着现在呢准备呢要入迦南地，神所应许的地方。 Here the situation is the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt, they went through the wilderness, they were over two years in the Mount Sinai. Now they leave Mount Sinai and they're getting ready to go into the promised land, the land that God has prepared for them. 他们入去之前呢，他又要打发啲探子入去呢个迦南地。But before they go in, they're going to send some spies to check out the land. 咁啊，其实呢，呢个打发探子嘅主意呢，都系啲以色列人自己谂起嘅。And you know, even sending the spies was a plan that the children of Israel had of themselves. 可能我哋睇到呢个第一节呢，我哋会觉得啊，神叫佢咁样做。And maybe looking here in the first couple of verses, it looks like God's telling them to send the spies. 但如果我们看到在民数记第一章呢，我们见到个真正的背后的故事。But if we turn to Numbers chapter 1, we'll see the truth behind this story. 所以睇下民数记咧喺第一章第八节。And so if you look at Sunmengi, 第一章第八节。If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 8, you'll see what really happened here. And in verse 8 it says, God commanded them to go up and possess the land. 第八节话，如今我将这地摆在你们面前，你们要进去得这地，就是耶和华向你们的列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给他们为后的后裔为业之地。跟住一章廿一节亦都讲。And look in verse 21, Deuteronomy 1, verse 21. 看啊，耶和华你的神已将这地摆在你面前，你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的，想去得这地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。所以神叫佢唔使惊，就要冲上去，就可以攞呢个地。God said, don't be afraid, you know, just go into the land, you know, and you can have it, it's yours. 神之前都应许过给他呢，是出埃及记的，三章第八节呢，神应许过呢，这个是一个好地。You know, in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, God told him this was a good land. 跟着呢，在出埃及记32章34节呢，神就告诉他呢，要引导他去这个地。And in Exodus chapter 32, verse 34, God said he's going to lead them into the land. 跟住呢，在出埃及记23章20至33节呢，神告诉他呢，要将当地的人赶走。And then in Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 to 33, God said he's going to drive out the nations from the land. 所以神告诉他要帮他做很多事的。And God said he's going to do all these things for them. 神叫他入到这个迦南地，就是征服这个地方。And so God said, go into the land. 其实他不需要去派探子，他可以入去就得了。You know, they didn't even need to send the spies. They could have just gone in and have the land. 但是我们继续看生命记第一章呢，会见到呢，他的信心呢，是有少少怯的。But when we continue looking in Deuteronomy chapter 1, we'll see that they had a little bit of fear in their faith. If you look in 22, 看第22节，生命记第一章22节，你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去，为我们窥探那地。将我们想去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。So, you know, the people came to Moses and they said, hey, you know, let's send spies. And then Moses said, okay, you know, that's a good idea. In verse 23, Moses said it sounded good to him. You know, 那些人来，哎，摩西，不如我们派探子。摩西就是23节，他就说，这话我以为美。就从你们中间选了12个人，每支派一人。于是他们起身上山地去，自以实各谷窥探那地。So the plan was not God's plan. It was the people's plan. Moses thought it was good. And then because Moses thought it was good, God said, okay, send them. Moses, send them.
这个计划呢，原本是人想出来的计划，摩西听到觉得是好的计划，跟着神呢就认同，所以神就晓谕摩西说，好，派探子去了。但是神最初是不是要他派探子去呢？其实我们不知道。But was it God's original plan, God's original intention to do this? We don't know.
但是呢，他派探子去呢，就见到每一个支派派一个人。
But as they're sending in the spies to check out the land from the 12 tribes of Israel, they're going to send one from each tribe.
咁佢派12个人去呢，每个支派都系有代表。
And sending in 12, one from each tribe, then everybody was represented.
于是呢，唔可以话一个支派就投诉，喂，我哋冇份啊。
And so none of the 12 tribes could come up and say, hey, I'm not included. I don't like the, what they said. 所以個個都 有份。我們看回民數記。Look back in Numbers. 13 章 13. Now we're going to skip over verses 4 to 15. You can read that on your own and see the names of the people that were sent.
我們不看4節至15節，你可以自己看，即是知道那些人的名字。我們看16節。
But look at verse 16.
这就是摩西所打发窥探那地之人的名字。摩西就称乱的儿子何西亚为约书亚。
原来约书亚以前的名叫何西亚。So Joshua's name was originally Hosea.
那何西亚的名这个意思呢就是拯救。
Hosea means salvation.
约书亚呢的意思就是耶和华是我拯救。
And Joshua means God, Jehovah, is my salvation, is salvation.
所以摩西呢将何西亚的名改到耶和华是拯救。
And so Moses changed salvation to Jehovah is salvation.
就是给我们看得到我们应该是仰望神是可以得拯救。
And so it's like telling the people, hey, we need to look to Jehovah for our salvation.
因为呢以色列人可能在这个时候还是在看要自己拯救自己。要自己用自己的方法。
Because maybe Moses knew that the people were looking to themselves for salvation, that they were trying to do it on their own. And God wanted to give the message, hey, we need to look to God for salvation.
你今天呢你仰望哪个得拯救呢你看自己的方法看自己的才干看自己的思想因为看到神。
And what are you looking at today for salvation? Are you looking at your abilities, your wisdom, your talents, your background? Or are you looking to God?
在这个动荡的时刻呢，我相信就算世界最叻的财政家呢，都是想找一个新的拯救。
You know, in the situation today with the economic crisis, even the most intelligent financiers today are looking for salvation of some sort.
如果他懂得想神呢，他会找到出路。
And if they could look to God, they would find a solution. They would find an answer.
所以摩西呢就要派这些窥探呢，就入去迦南之地。咁呢，我哋睇17节至到21节。
Let's continue looking as Moses sends the spies into the promised land in verse 17 to verse 21.
摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说：你们从南地上山地上去，看那地如何？其中所住的民是强是弱，是多是少？所住之地是好是直？所住之处是营盘，营城是建城？又看那地。那地土是肥美，是瘦薄，其中有树木没有？你们要放开胆量，把那地的果子带些来。那时正是葡萄初熟的时候，他们想去窥探那地，从沉的旷野到利合，直到哈马口。
所以这里摩西派他出去，给个命令他要找到什么。And so here Moses is sending him out and giving him a mission. 他要去了解一下那个地方是怎么样。And they had to go and find out what the land was like.
那些人是怎样
,and what the people were like.
神要知道呢他住的城市是怎样 是很高的围墙的 很单薄的。
And go and see if the cities, if they're fortified or if they're just little villages.
他要看到那些地是好地土，可以种菜，但是不好的。
And see if the land is good, is it fertile land? Can you grow crops on it or is it just rock?
其实神已经告诉他是好地嘛。
God already told him it was a good land. 他应该知道已经是好的。那么很多事呢，神要我们 去做一些新的事物之前呢，我们都要了解我们所行的步骤是怎样。You know, so often God is, he gives us a mission to move out, to do something new. It's good that we know what we're getting into. 很多事呢，人家开始一些的事情，他不知道、可不可以完成这个工作。You know, sometimes, you know, we get ourselves involved in starting to do something and we don't know if we can finish it. 因为我们没了解清楚的环境。Because we didn't have a good understanding of what it was going to be like. 有没有试过呢，你就很冲动就说、我要做这样东西，做了一半。就哎，做唔掂啊，就半途而废。Have you ever experienced, you know, having getting excited and saying, "I'm going to go and do this," and you get started doing it, and halfway through it, you know, you find it so complicated, so hard, you just give up in the middle? 摩西就唔想佢咁样系半途而废，想佢系了解清楚你要面对咩情况，就可以系完成到底。And Moses was expecting that they'd go and find out what everything was like, so that they could finish the job and not.Stop in the middle.
中文讲咧，知己知彼，百胜百战百胜，系咪
？In Chinese, there's a proverb that says, you know your opponent, know yourself, and then you can win a million battles, a hundred battles.
咁啊，我哋要了解我哋系要去做乜嘢。耶稣都讲过啊，一个人开始计楼起楼。如果佢系未计算清楚咧，够唔够钱咧，佢起到一半就要走人咯，好荒谬啊
！And Jesus even told in one of his proverbs about parables about a man who started to build a building and didn't have enough money to complete it, and then he had to leave it, and he became a laughing stock of the city.
我哋应该了解清楚，我哋准备出发，面对啲咩挑战？
You know, it's good to know what the challenges are before us.
跟我们可以有准备，但很多事人生的时候呢，那些挑战来，我们是没有准备。
But so often in life, you know, when the challenge comes, you know, we weren't prepared for it.
有时是我们准备面对那些呢，可以面对得到，但我们没有准备那些呢，就打低我们的，是吧？
And so often when we're prepared for those challenges, then we can meet those. It's the ones that we're not prepared for. They come and they hit us in the face.
跟住因为咁样我哋係好容易呢就冧啊跌低软弱。
And it's when we're not prepared that then we just fall apart, you know, and we just taken back.
所以摩西要佢了解清楚呢个地係好地係唔好嘅。
And so Moses wanted them to know the land and to see if it was good.
他要给一个的政策，就是一个的计划。
And he wanted them to have a strategy and a plan for taking the land.
如果我们有政策、有计划，在我们人生都挺好，是不是？很多人呢，特别在澳门认识，很多人是没有计划。问他有什么，将来有什么盼望？不知道。
You know, it's good to have a plan and a strategy in life. So many people in Macau, they don't know what they're doing.You say, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know. You say, where do you want to go to school? Where do you want to go to school? I don't know. You say, where do you want to go to school? You say, where do you want to go to school? You say, where do you want to go to school? You say, where do you want to go to school? You want to do? You want to be a farmer? You want to be a policeman, a fireman? You want to be a computer expert? I don't know.
这个似乎是澳门人的弊病，没有方向，没有目标。Seems like the plague of people in Macau. No purpose, no plan.
可能最大的盼望，读到中三啊，读到毕业啊，跟住做当学咯，入赌场做咯，想点啫？
Most people's plan is maybe, you know, I'll become a freshman in high school and then I'm 18, I'll go and work in the casino.
睇唔到远啲嘅，冇乜期望嘅。神要我哋有计划、有目标、有政策。
God wants us to have a plan, have a purpose, and have a strategy.
我哋需要呢，就是了解我哋前面嘅路应该点行。
We need to know what we're going for. What's ahead of us?
这个世界变好得好快，但我觉得最大的目标盼望呢，就在耶稣里面。
You know, the world changes so fast. I think the best plan to have is to have in Jesus. To have put your plans and strategy in Jesus Christ.
因为就算我们计划得很周详，我要点点点，我们部署，我们行行行行行，可以忽然之间变晒。
You know, even if we plan so well and we've got it all planned out and we're moving forward, you know, something can happen so fast and change it. If your plan's not in Jesus, if you're not rooted in Christ, you'll just fall to pieces.
如果你不是建基在耶稣里面，你会临荡的。我觉得呢，神给他派的窥探去呢，其实要试验。试验以色列人的心，同埋将以色列人嘅里边系有啲乜嘢咧，要将佢显出嚟。
I think that you know one of the reasons God allowed them to send the spies is because He wanted to test them and see what was in their heart, so that they could see what their heart was really like.
神其实知道晒啊嘛。神知道个迦南地系点样，神知道啲城邑系点样，神知道啲人系点样。
You know, God already knew. God knew what the people were like. God knew what the cities were like. God knew what the land was like.
神亦都知道以色列人嘅心里边系点样。And God knew what was in their hearts. 但系个问题，以色列人自己唔知道自己嘅。
But the problem is that the children of Israel, they didn't know themselves.
佢唔知道自己嘅信心去到几多。
They didn't know what their faith was like.
所以神是要给他受考验，你都要经过考验。
You know, God was going to put them through this test. You know, and He puts us through a test.
很多时候神是考验我们，给我们看得到，原来我这么软弱，原来我是这样想事的。
You know, God puts us through a test and then He lets us see, oh, you know, I'm so weak. You know, I didn't know I thought that way.
你有没有经历过考验吗？有冇发现到你经过考验嘅时候咧，你会好惊讶啊！原来我咁啊
！Have you ever been through a test, and then after the test, you say, "Yeah, I'm like that."
圣经好多时咧就好似一块镜啊嘛，我哋睇圣经好似睇到自己个样。
You know, when we read the Bible, it's like looking in the mirror. You know, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you, ooh,
我呢度有个暗疮啊 ！I've got a pimple over here. 我呢度有新嘅皱纹
！I've got a new wrinkle on that side of the face.
系咪？有时我哋唔中意我哋所睇啲嘢。Sometimes we don't like what we see. 但系神要我哋睇到嘅。
But God wants us to see it.
神想我哋明白自己嘅。
And God wants us to understand what we're really made of.
所以神系容许啲探子去窥探呢个地方。
And so God allowed the spies to go to check it out to reveal what they're really like.
那窥探咧入去迦南地有40日咁耐，去周围去睇下。
And they went into the land for 40 days, and they're going all over and checking it out.
佢翻嚟咧就报告咧呢个地就好地。
And they came back and they gave a good report. They said the land is good.
佢就系讲到嗰啲嗰啲嘅水果系点？好似23节
，and they're talking about the fruit. And look in verse 23.
他们到了以实各谷，从那里含了葡萄树的一枝，上头有一挂葡萄，两个人用咩杆啊？啊，抬着又带了些石榴。和无花果来，
呢啲嘅葡萄咧就好似一个篮球咁大，或者一个足球咁大。You know, these grapes are as big as a basketball or a soccer ball. You know, two guys carrying them, you know, on a stick. You know,
好大嘅一扎葡萄，好夸张嘅。你见过咁大嘅葡萄未啊？提子啊
，Have you ever seen grapes that big?
我想日本可能在温室里面做一些很巨型 的苹果见过没有
Have you seen these big apples they make in Japan, you know, in their greenhouses, you know, these huge things?
你有没有见过那些现在很流行的整些西瓜就四方形
Have you seen the square watermelons? 我聽過即係嗰個蔡瀾嗰個節目咧，有個心形嘅西瓜。And there's a food program in Hong Kong a couple weeks ago. They had a heart-shaped watermelon. 4,000+7,000 HK$7,000 for a heart-shaped watermelon. What a great Valentine's present, huh? Throw away $1,000 just for one watermelon. 籃球咁大嘅葡萄咧，好犀利啊 ！A basketball-sized grape. 我諗我啲仔都好中意食葡提啊，好中意食即係提子，一個提子食一日都差唔多。Can you imagine one grape for a day? 哇！我個女咧，佢養倉鼠咧，有時俾啲提子佢啊嘛。咁啊，琴日見到個倉鼠攞個提子，好似當波咁樣碌下碌下，咁啊，可能係咁啊，係咪？And my daughter has two hamsters, and sometimes she gives them grapes to eat. And last night, one of the hamsters had a grape and was kind of pushing it like a ball, you know. I think it would be kind of like that. See, Mzia?
好地先可以出咁嘅土，即係個土產。
A fertile ground can only produce things like that. You don't get good grapes from a desert. Come on.
個地方係真係好嘅。This is a good place.
Look in verse 26 and 27.
到了巴蘭曠野的加底斯，見摩西亞倫並以色列的全會眾匯報摩西亞倫並全會眾又把那地的果子給他們看，又告訴摩西說：我們到了你所打發我們去的那地，果然是流奶與蜜之地，這就是那地的果子。
果然是流奶與蜜之地。咩叫流奶與蜜之地？ What does it mean to be a land of flowing of milk and honey? Does it mean the river's made of milk and there's honey dripping out of the trees?
即係流奶與蜜之地，咪啲河邊咧就係奶裏邊做嗰啲蜜糖，係好似卡通片咁啦，係咪？係咪咁嘅意思啊？
唔係，
個意思就係呢個地方就好多草原，我哋嘅羊啊羊群咧喺度食得飽，肯定有好多羊奶。
What it means is that there's lots of lush green fields for our flocks. And our flocks can get good and healthy and we can have lots of milk from the sheep.
那些森林又多有很多花好美麗的花朵所以很多的蜜蜂是你採蜜我們可以在森林裡面找很多的蜜蜂豆。
Because there's so many flowers and it's so lush and green that all the flowers, there's lots of bees and honeybees and in the forest we can find their honeycombs.
是一个丰富的地方的意思。
It means that it's just a plentiful land.
好足够的雨水 lots of
rain.
那这个听到呢我们澳门人就 好想去啊。即係澳門都唔係一個流奶與蜜之地，但係有人覺得澳門係流奶與蜜之地，你知唔知
？You know, some people think that Macau is a land of milk and honey，
因為你去到新葡京去威尼斯人去永里咧玩下，哇，流奶流蜜啊，不過係金銀啊。
You know, some people think, oh, I can go to the Sands, go to the Venetian, go into the MGM, and I can get milk and honey out of that machine。
昨天我的兒子中午一班同學去到威尼斯人一個展銷會
Yesterday my son, he's only a junior in high school and his class went to the Venetian for the MIF trade fair
跟著有些同學呢 都未夠稱都未夠18歲已經下去即係輸了$500
And then some of his classmates, they're not even 18, they go into the casino and they lost 500 patakas.
流奶與蜜之地，可惜啲奶唔係我嘅。
啲蜜唔係我嘅，係佢嘅。Unfortunately, all the milk and honey, it's not mine. It goes to the big CEOs of these corporations. 係咪先？弟兄姊妹，我哋要小心。我哋仰望咩奶咩蜜？What kind of milk and honey are you looking for today？
佢話呢個地方好嘅，係我哋應該去嘅，係咪？They say, hey, this is a good land, let's go.
他没这么说。Is that what they said?
不是。很可惜啊。你看28节。Look in verse 28。然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固阔大，并且我们在那里看见了阿纳族的人，阿玛力人住在南边，黑人、耶布斯人、阿摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河边。
即系佢将个情况话佢听，唔去咯，太多人咯，城市太坚固咯，我哋唔应该去咯。They're saying, hey, you know, all these people, there are all these giants, all these, we can't go in there, man. 其实。他未见过坚固城的埃及呢，没有坚固城，没有城邑，没有围墙，但是迦南地的人好像堡垒一样。 You know, in the children of Israel, they've never seen a fortress before. In Egypt, they didn't have fortresses, they didn't need them. So they'd never seen these like big forts and castles like they had, you know, the big walls around the cities.
考古学家告诉我们，耶利哥城呢，啲圍牆係好誇張嘅，即係有一層有一層，中間有空地，喺個圍牆上邊啊可以行馬。
And the archaeology has discovered that the old city walls of Jericho, that they were one set of walls and then a space and then another set of walls, and they were huge walls, and you could put horses up on top of them.
係一個非常之大一個嘅圍牆。对以色列人一睇到啊，冇可能攻得入。
And so the children of Israel say, "Hey, we can't take that down." 迦南美地咧，嗰啲当地嘅人系拜偶像，好恶毒嘅。佢会攞啲自己嘅小朋友咧献俾魔鬼，献俾撒旦咧，焚烧喺个祭坛上高。
You know the Canaanites, they were pagans.They would take their own children and offer them as sacrifices and on the altar and burn them to their gods. They were real evil people.
探子見到呢啲嘢就驚，哎呀，我哋唔得嘅，我哋唔得嘅。
And so the spies, they saw this stuff and they got afraid. Look in verse 32.
你睇三十二節，至到三十三節 ，32 and 33。探子中有人論到所窺探之地。向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都是身量高大，我们在那里看见亚族亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我所看，据我们看，自己就如蚱蜢一樣，據他們看，我們也是如此。
They said, "Hey, they've got giants. Those people are huge. We can't take them down."
嗱，我同阿 Pete 咧就去研究過琴日咧，大家聽過哥利亞。You know, I was talking with Pete yesterday about Goliath. I'm sure you've heard about Goliath. 咁啊，哥利亞咧就係叫九尺八寸。我哋計到咧呢個風扇，佢嘅頭就去呢個風扇嘅底。
And Goliath was about 9 feet 8 inches, and his head would be touching the bottom of this fan.
咁如果哥利亞咧，即係嗰個係成三米喎
，That's 3 meters high.
佢係一個迦南地其中一個巨人。嗱，如果我問過 Pete， 佢夠高啊，阿 Pete 就係六尺五啊
，And Pete's you know 6'5". 我問過佢，如果姚明喺佢身邊，佢點樣嘅？姚明係七尺幾嘛
？And I said, Pete, what is it like if you stand next to Yao Ming? Because Yao Ming's over 7 feet tall. Pete 話我聽佢要咁樣望啊。He said, I gotta look up to this guy. 咁啊，我做個比較咧。如果我嘅仔 Samuel stand up, please。你當 Sam 仔係姚明，姚明咁高啊。阿 Pete 牧師係高利亞，姚明打高利亞。Let's say that Samuel is Yao Ming and Pete is Goliath. There is that much of a difference between Yao Ming and Goliath. 何況我同高利亞。You can sit down, please. 即係呢啲真係係巨人嚟嘅。These are real giants. These guys are huge. 佢唔係溜溜瘦瘦嘅。阿 Pete 屬於有啲溜溜瘦瘦 ，Rabbi 都有啲溜溜瘦瘦，係咪？但係高利亞咧就係大隻。You know, Pete's a little lanky. You know, Robbie's a little lanky. But you know, Goliath, he was a burly guy. So these guys are not only tall, they're huge. 如果我哋咁嘅身形嘅，點去同佢打啊？How could we fight somebody like that if you're my size? 探子見到就驚啊！我唔得啊！住啲聖師又咁好啊，啲人咁高大啊！哎呀，走啊！ And they got so scared. Oh, their cities are so fortified. They're so big. Let's get out of here. 我哋係佢眼中嘅草蜢，佢點知佢眼中點樣睇我哋草蜢啊？They said they think of us as grasshoppers. How did they know that? 佢唯一嘅方法係知道對方點樣諗佢咧，就係佢聽到對方嘅説話。The only way they could know what the other people were thinking is by hearing what the other person said. 於是咧，佢喺度聽敵人嘅説話。So they're just listening to the words of the enemy. 佢有冇聽神嘅説話咧？ Did they listen to what God said?佢就用佢眼睇到嘅嘢，佢有冇用佢眼睇到神呢？ They used their eyes to look at what they saw, but they did use their spiritual eyes to look at God. 那好奇怪呢，十个探子报恶报，但有两个探子呢，就系俾另一个嘅报告。You know, 10 of the spies gave a bad report, but 2 of the spies gave a good report. 那个报告呢，加勒的报告呢，就是30和31节。Look in verse 30 and see what Caleb said in verse 30. 他说，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻想去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。但那些人和他同去的人说，我们不能想去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。 So Caleb said, let's go, let's do it, let's do it. And everybody said, no, we can't do it.佢加勒約書啊，佢見到嘅嘢同嗰十個一樣，但係佢有唔同嘅睇法。點解 ？Caleb and Joshua they saw the same thing that everybody else saw, but they had a different opinion. Why？ 你見到啲嘢，你見到啲乜嘢 ？When you look at challenges, what do you see？ 你係見到難阻定係見到機會？Do you see obstacles or opportunities? 你見到外牆定係見到福氣？ Do you see barriers or blessings? 你見到巨人巨大嘅葡萄定係巨人？ Do you see giants or do you see the grapes? 你見到邊一邊嘅？ And what side are you looking at? 你睇到一個堅固嘅巨人。你話啊，佢係啊咁大咧，我係一定打得中佢。抑或話佢咁大咧，我冇辦法打得低佢。 When you see a giant standing before you, do you say he's too big to miss? Or do you say he's too big to hurt?
弟兄姊妹，我哋可能见到同一样嘢，但系我哋有唔同嘅睇法。
Maybe we see the same thing, but we can have a different opinion about it.
有十个人咧见到嗰个坚固城，佢失去信心；有两个人嘅信心系坚固，佢话呢啲城可以冧嘅。
You know, 10 of them saw the fortified cities and their faith crumbled. The other two fortified their faith and saw that the cities would crumble.
是你从哪个角度看这个问题？
And what is the angle that you're looking at your problem from?
It's a matter of perspective.
全部都是角度的。
我们怎样看？你可以从神的角度看，也都可以从人的角度看。
You can look from God's perspective, or you can look from man's perspective.
如果你从人的角度看，你永远都会被打低的，都不敢向前行。
And if you look from man's perspective, you're always going to get beaten down and you're never going to move forward.
你要从神的角度看，你要有信心向前行，照打。
And if you go from God's perspective, you will have the faith to move on and to fight the battle.
加勒是不是一个巨人呢？
Was Caleb a giant?
加勒是不是好像参孙那么大力？
Was Caleb like Samson, full of strength?
不是的。No. 加勒跟你我没什么分别，但是他有信心。
Caleb was no different than you and I, but he had faith. He had faith in God.
他有一个属灵的心，又能够看神的心意。
He had a spiritual faith and a character, and he could see what God wanted him to see.
我们需要有加勒那种的信心。
We need to have the faith of Caleb.
面对我们的挑战。那百姓因为他看到这些周围的环境，他失去信心。
Now all the people, they saw all these things around them, they lost faith.
加勒见到呢啲事呢，佢坚固佢嘅信心，仰望神。
But when Caleb saw all these things, he strengthened his faith and he trusted in God.
疑惑系不能信，不信系不愿意信。You can say doubt is I can't believe, unbelief is I won't believe.
你今日系有疑惑。定系又不信，你系不能信定系不愿意信
？And so today, are you in doubt or are you in unbelief? Are you unable to believe or unwilling to believe?
呢个问题系信心同埋疑惑嘅问题。
It's a problem, a difference of faith in versus doubt.
我们要与神同行，向前走。
You know, we need to move on with God and move forward in God.
我们要凭着信心呢，即是不要看周围的拦阻，我们要仰望神。
We need to go in faith and not look at the obstacles around us, but go by what God tells us.
有神参与呢，我们要去面对人生这个历险记。
You know, with God with you, you can face the challenges of this adventure in Christ.
请你唔好，千祈唔好停留喺旷野，兜来兜去，因为不信。
I hope that you won't stay in the wilderness because of unbelief, just going around the backside of the mountain again and again and again.
嗱，我哋继续睇埋呢个嘅最后嘅事，我哋睇十四章第六节。
Now we need to continue and just really briefly finish.The what happened here, and look in verse 6 to 9 in chapter 14.
好冻，唔好意思。
That's chapter 14, I'm sorry. 十四章第六至到第九节。窥探地的人中，乱的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服， 对以色列全会众说：我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶乳蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不可怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且任备他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
With God, Jehovah with us, don't be afraid. They are our food. The protector of them has already left them, and God is with us, so let's go on. Don't be afraid of them.
你睇到加勒约书亚嗰个信心，但系十个探子就怕，所以我哋肯定呢有神同我哋一齐，唔使惊。
They were assured, they were confident that with God they didn't have to be afraid.
你有冇呢个肯定？
Do you have this confidence?
有神与你同在，唔使惊。
With God with you, you don't need to be afraid.
神必定保护
，God will take care of you.
你可能话：牧师，你唔明啊。经济海啸咧，我好麻烦。
Say, Pastor, you don't understand. You know this economic tsunami. You know it's wiping me out.
你有冇仰望神？你有个巨人喺你眼前。
Are you trusting God? You got a giant in front of you.
你怕嗰个巨人定系怕神
？Are you afraid of the giant or are you afraid of God?
我哋要仰望神啊！唔好忘记神。嘅作为，而十个探子忘记咗神嘅作为。
You know, don't forget what God has done. The 10 spies, they forgot.
神又经过带佢出埃及，神又带佢过红海，神喺旷野俾玛拿佢食，俾水佢饮，神可以做得到。
You know, God took them out of Egypt. God took them across the Red Sea. God gave them manna to eat and water to drink in the wilderness.But now they forget that the God they serve is a powerful God.
以往呢，见到烂咗，信心见到出路。
Doubt sees the obstacles, faith sees the way.
以往见到深夜嘅黑暗，信心见到日光。
Doubt sees the darkest night, faith sees the day.
疑惑不敢向前行一步，信心大胆行。
Doubt dreads to take a step, faith soars on high.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要有信心，大胆向前行。
We need that faith to go boldly forward and go on.
呢两个人呢，佢系有另一个嘅情况，因为佢有神，所以佢相信神嘅参与。一定有好嘅结果。
You know, they were walking in faith with God and they believed that because of that, they would have a good result.
佢仰望神。其实呢，以赛亚书有节经文，我唔读俾你听，不过你可以睇。以赛亚书40:22。
There's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. I won't read it to you, you can look at it yourself.
但系佢话神喺呢个睇。地上的居民好似蚱蜢，好似蚱蜢一样。
And it says that God sitting on the circle of the earth looks at the people of the earth like grasshoppers.
所以佢睇迦南人好似当迦南人望以色列人系蚱蜢，但系神睇到所有嘅地上嘅居人都系如蚱蜢，系角度嘅问题。
So they said the Canaanites looked at the children of Israel like they were grasshoppers, but God says he looks at all the people of the earth like grasshoppers. So it's a matter of perspective.
如果是我企埋神嗰边呢，就好啲嘅。And for me, I want to stand on God's side.
It's better that way, huh?
有一个嘅曾经有一个嘅讲啲野生动物一个嘅电视节目。
You know, there was a nature film on TV one time. 跟住讲到一个嘅啱啱出世冇几耐一个嘅小熊，咁啊有个狮子咧就行诶，有一个山狮子喺美国，有一个山狮子咧就行嚟。And it talked to, there's a little baby cub bear in this nature film, and they caught on film this mountain lion that was going to come and get it.
那个狮子行紧嚟嘅时候，那个 BB 熊咧好细只咧，就企佢，佢冇办法保护自己，佢企上嚟就啊，但系佢得咁大只啊嘛。
And this little mountain bear cub, you know, there's no way he could protect himself against this mountain lion. And they caught it on film, and he stood on his back legs, and he stood up and went,
跟住咧，好奇妙，那个狮子咧听到就掉头走。
And then, you know, the mountain lion, you know, when the baby cub stood up and went, this big mountain lion turned around and ran away.
跟住个镜头转到个熊仔后边咧，熊仔妈咪咧巨大就企喺度。
And then the camera switched, and you saw the mother of this baby cub, this huge grizzly bear standing there.
我哋系咁啊，我哋有神喺我哋后边，我哋打唔到嗰个狮子，但系我哋嘅神打得到佢。
You know, that's like us. We can't fight that mountain lion, but God's standing behind us. He's protecting us.
你的信心在哪里？在神那里，还是在人那里？
So where is your faith today? Is it in God or is it in people?
这个故事你可以自己看十四章。百姓呢，因为没有信心，没得入迦南地，神惩罚他。
And because the children of Israel were unwilling to go into the promised land, God had to punish them, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
他没信心，40年在旷野就要开始行。
God said, you know, that from because of their lack of faith, they would not see the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb could go in.
因为他不信，只有约书亚和加勒就可以入到迦南之地。弟兄姊妹，希望我哋唔好因为我哋不信就剥削神要俾我哋嘅福气。
And I hope that for us that we would not lose out of the blessings that God has for us because we don't believe.
我哋要仰望神，要相信神，得到神俾我哋嘅福气。
We need to trust in the Lord and believe in Him and receive the blessings that He has for us.
所以希望我哋今日咧有信心向前走。
So I hope that you can have faith this morning to step out and go forward.
仰望神同你一齐，唔好睇周围嘅环境。
Believe that God is with you and don't look at the obstacles around you.
神一定会带领，神一定会祝福。
God will take care of you. He will bless you.
我哋一齐祈祷。Let's pray. 主啊，我哋多谢你今日。我们看到这个的圣经里面记载的事情，是让我们明白神你的爱是伟大，你是要保护我们，你是要带领我们。我们这个人生面对很多的风波，面对很多的挑战，但耶稣我们可以仰望你，因为你能够带领我们经过一切的困难。所以我相信你可以让我们有信心，你可以让我们是有站立得稳，面对这些挑战。我们求主你呢，让我们是有这个的信心。可能我们曾经有疑惑，可能我们曾经好像十个探子一样，是见到周围的环境就惧怕。主啊，求你宽恕我们，求你赦免我们的罪，愿我们可以再一次起身仰望、相信、倚靠，知道你在前面的带领一定是好，因为你是美好。多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 默祷之后散会。